ESP did this. This body we live in is rented. We are shapeless spirit forms. Already. We already paid for the body. So enough wasting resources on the body. The spirit is here for something greater. Being something greater. Something greater that can help another. We were born in that way for a purpose. You have abilities. I have abilities. What good is an ability when you are dead and gone? Make use of it while you live. You have it. They need it. Every day they wait. Every time you waste underestimating yourself, they wait. Every time you wait, your abilities goes to waste. Tap into it once again. You know where it is. You know it's you. Be it. Be you. Be great. If not for yourself, then for them, cause they wait. This body we live in is rented. We are shapeless spirit forms. No one is damp. We are all humans but with different causes. No one is damp. We are all just distracted by different forces, distracted by wealth, distracted by poverty. If you happen to have that balance, the balance that made you focus, that balance that kept you from being distracted, then help another focus. Help another get in touch with his or her soul. For you had the balance through summer and that wasn't a coincidence. Connect with each other, for we are one from one God.
You're listening to Voice of Victory Radio.
I think because of the Christmas festivity, that's why the traffic is very choked. Because what I realize is, we are human beings, but all of us are not human beings. Let me say, maybe trees, seas, even all kind of creatures have turned themselves to human beings, and they are all going to Accra to, you know, buy one or two things for the festivity. That's why it has choked. This Christmas, my advice is, if someone insults you, just tell him I'm sorry. Other than that, maybe you face or you see what you don't.
What's up? So this is the Crossroads Show, the show that seeks to bring clarity and sanity to the conversations of millennials. So basically what we do is to interfere with the conversations of millennials and look at it from another light, you understand?
Cool. Staying in your presence, yeah, that's right. Very big God by my side, you know.
So what are the millennials, what are the youths talking about at this point in time?
So the devil better move or we'll fight, you know. Should we preach him, but we're rhyming. My Lord, you call me perfect.
It's all Christmassy. It's all Christmassy in the studios here. You can see the decorations and all that. So as we are here in the studios, we are talking about 21st century Christmas. And we are discussing everything Christmas. Right. So we move right into the conversation. And Charlie, you guys didn't go to any wedding today. There's so many weddings going on. Why are you guys here? Like, you don't move him down for 4 hours a day. Because at least I know that on my contact list, there about 10 people are posting wedding pictures and all that.
About.
So how could you all make it today? Like, Abi, you don't go any wedding today.
Charlie, be like, my boy, so my money no reach. Yeah, we... The few ones are not to be like them more married finish.
Ah,
yeah. So at the chuck, the Louises, then Anna,
okay.
So see, then so we look
chop
sharp.
I couldn't say kindness.
Oh, me, my chop finish.
You chop finish.
I chop my finish.
It's your son.
Oh, Nana, son.
Serious.
See, they are bad.
What Thomas is that?
Oh, man, then Charlie. I am men's good.
Oh, Charlie. Somebody was telling me that today is like official national wedding day. So if you have a boyfriend. This to the listeners out there, if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you're in a relationship, you just have to FaceTime or video call the person and make sure the person is not getting married today, because once you are now, you're the IO. So, yeah. So, we are trying to reminisce about Christmas. What are your childhood experiences with Christmas? What are your fondest memories of Christmas? And what do you remember? What are some of the things that remind you of Christmas? So the first thing we want to discuss is Christmas, like what Christmas is all about. Nana, what is Christmas to you? What does Christmas mean to you?
Okay. Christmas is a time used to remember the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's the main focus for Christmas.
Okay.
The rest are just attachments.
Yeah, so it's a time to remember. What do we do as human beings? Like, do we just remember, or we are just like, what do we do? What's our role in the remembrance? What do we have to do during this time?
As believers, or
as believers, people believers, who celebrate Christmas,
we don't have to lose focus that Christmas is about Jesus.
Okay.
And Jesus came to give. Like, that right. was his sole right. aim for being coming to earth, to give. He gave himself to us. So in this time, we can also take it upon ourselves to give
okay.
to people. There are lots of people out there who don't have anything. I mean, everybody wants to celebrate Christmas. Bonya, bonya, in Tiendi obi bonya.
Okay. Yeah. Indeed, be Bruna. So Nanabra believes that Christmas is a time to focus on Jesus and also to give a given time. Louisa, what do you think Christmas means to you? What does Christmas mean to you?
Oh, okay. I thought initially you were talking about the masses. What does it mean?
Yeah, like generally like from your own point of view. What like
enjoyment. Generally,
yeah,
I believe a lot of people don't think about what it means or how it's come about. It's basically about the link ups,
yes. The events, the shows,
right? I think, and whatnot.
I think if Christmas was supposed to be on another month, like maybe April or something, mm-hmm. there would be much more focus on the. As Christmas has been, we are celebrating Jesus. Because it's like the December, like everybody's like, we've had a hectic year, and like this is the time to chill out. This is the time to relax.
It looks like it's been well positioned.
It's been well positioned, and the holidays also coming handy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So enjoyment for you. That's the masses view, or that's your point of view.
Yes, I mean any rational person.
Hey, serious.
Yes.
See the way I've even looked at you.
Even if it's not December, mm-hmm, and it's any time of the year and it's a holiday, even if you know you have to go to work tomorrow, you end up going out on that day and coming back late. It's just human nature.
Okay.
The moment you have free times, or we know that 2-3 days are holidays, sort of, we will chill. That's just how humans are.
That's just how humans are. Fima, what do you think? What does Christmas mean to you?
Okay, so to me, Christmas is basically a period to reflect.
Reflection.
Throughout the year, what has happened.
Philosophers know. Philosophers know. Reflection.
How to reflect then, like our sister said, it's time to reconnect with the Lord. If you are not that connected, mm-hmm. it's a period to remember him as well. So I think basically Christmas is a period of remembrance and then reflection.
Okay. Abi, you know, talk to us.
Okay, so realistically, let's put the whole biblical thing aside.
Hey, okay.
Like she said, Charlie, be enjoyment.
Enjoyment.
Charlie, la hustle from January down to December, bro, people have to chill. So it's all about the family get-togethers and all that. But yeah, the biblical aspect is also there. We still remember the birth of Christ. We can't take that out.
Mm-hmm.
But the enjoyment is there, Charlie. It's just that during this December, we are not really seeing much of the shows because of the COVID. But regardless, Charlie, at least see some Rapaholic for some side. Some small teasers be like that. And I think CTFM is also doing some situational something. You get it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the All White 2 will come and all that. And the various carol services. I've seen MTN running their 9 lessons and carols night something. Mm. You get it. So it's basically about the enjoyment. But people use this opportunity also to reflect on how the year has been,
mm-hmm.
make time with the family and all that. So
that's nice.
Yeah, so that's it for Christmas.
It was like a couple of days ago that I read from someone's post that next week is Christmas. And I was like, seriously, I opened my... my phone and I just went to check the calendar. I was like, next week is Christmas. Yeah. Like nothing has changed. I don't know whether it's because of the elections or what. Like this year, the Christmas.
The election is also part.
Yeah, I think so.
But apart from the election thing, Charlie, let's get to the 20th. I mean, mm-hmm. 21st, 20th, the breeze will change.
Yeah, this year I'm not really...
GTV showing
the Home Alone.
You know? The breeze will change.
I've not really seen a lot of like people mount up Christmas decorations. Have you mounted up your Christmas decorations, all of you? Not yet.
No, go to the various
roundabout. Usually they do those mountain of.
Yeah, even Sankara.
Sankara
too. I don't know this year they've started. Yeah, okay. So. Right. So there's also one thing that I heard before GTV officially placed their first Home Alone CD. It means that Christmas has not been inaugurated, so you don't have to put up your decorations and all that. This just by the way. So I just want to also find out from you guys, growing up, what was Christmas like, and like what was it about for you, and has it changed in any way? Like growing up, what was Christmas like for you, Nana Abuna?
Growing up.
Yeah.
Growing up, I mean, we're kids. Christmas was all the food, the new dresses, the decorations, parties everywhere. That was it. I mean, as a child, hey, Christmas is coming. We get to eat Piccadilly.
Yeah, Piccadilly.
And all those things, yeah.
Do you remember those dresses?
Yes.
Was it already made? Like, already it comes with a cap and everything. Like, hey.
White one. No.
With a belt. Abi, you know, you go. The gun.
Charlie,
it's memorable.
And knockout.
Knockout.
Then we'll go and braid our hair. Yeah. Then they'll put two at the side.
How many times? Like, I can imagine, like, how, like, Freeman's hair like this. I don't know who listeners can see this, but then a lot of ladies will be having around this kind of hair, but the kind of decorations will be there. Charlie!
Look who's styling Joe here.
Bro!
You know.
So these were all, like, Charlie, memorable times. Louisa, what was your fondest memory of Christmas when you were a child?
I don't know. It's just, I think the eagerness to wear the new dress.
Yeah.
It just gives you sleepless nights. Yeah. Excitement for nothing.
For nothing.
Yes, that's true. I mean, it's part of being a child, so I guess it isn't for nothing. Yeah.
It wasn't for nothing. Freeman, what about you?
Me, Christmas to me was the knockout.
The knockout?
Yeah, the knockout. I was at disturbing guys out. So I can't remember one Christmas when around that time the knockouts were in the system. We have the different type. We have the bangers, the three bangers. We have one that's called Boto.
Charlie, I don't
like knockouts.
Name them all.
We have the Boto. So I think I'm a barracks boy. I grew up in barracks. Yeah. So, Bema camp.
And the soldiers were okay. Yeah, the soldiers kids.
So 100% my camboy. So soldier kiddie there. You get all the things we do. So one day they came to clear the house. Mm-hmm. It was kind of weedy. So they cleared in front of the house there, and then we threw the motor into it. Bro,
you threw
the motor knockout. The knockout.
It's a motor knockout.
Yeah, it rotates.
Oh, okay.
They change colors. So we call it motor. So I don't know the technical name though. We call it motor.
You kind
so
of miss those experiences now that you're good.
Because the one I'm talking about right now, when we threw the thing, it started a fire because the grasses were all dry and stuff. We had no idea, bro. So we went to mom's shop. We came back in the evening and the whole place was burnt totally. And it was like all burnt. The good news is that I didn't go and attack anybody's house. So when mom we came, my mom was like, "Hey, mom, would the best she any say, you know, bro."
We all
be so daddy. Minimum.
Charlie, but this is the question to you: like, do you kind of miss like sometimes you just want to buy knockouts, like even as your own?
I really do miss.
You kind of miss those days.
I really do miss because back then you go for mango hunting, you go for. We used to do one game like is it pillow or something with a case around in the neighborhood. So you go for that. We had to police and TV. We had another game like that. Then you have to hide.
Growing up as worried you like with your child
because this is the 80s.
Have you know how was Christmas like?
Well, growing up, Christmas was fun. It starts from the classroom, you know, that whole vibe. Our day. We do that. I don't know if it's chains. We use papers to do it. And we decorate the class, and then you take your report card home. Unya saying, you know. So when, so Christmas starts from there for me because I really learn hard in December because I know Christmas. If I pass, forget. I spoil it. So when I bring my report card home, oh, kwesi unya say, oh, excitement and all that. And another aspect was the chicken aspect.
Wow. Mm.
We used to live in a compound house. Mm-hmm. So if your father hasn't bought a chicken, you are not part of Brunya.
Charlie.
So there was this pressure of mount pressure on my father that as soon as my father buys the chicken, everybody in the house know that my papa to akoko. You get it. And also with the knockout too. It was really fun. And then the Brunya attire. I need to wear that to match.
Yeah.
Top and down with my hat. And then there's this gun like thing that comes along with it. Brunya attire.
The gun jack.
Exactly. Yeah. So Charlie, that was Christmas for some of us. It was really interesting. Yeah.
Charlie, we've just been joined in by the studio by some notorious guys. James. Okay, so let's just go into the conversation. These guys have come to disturb us, but the Lord is on our side.
Definitely.
Okay. We want to talk about the memories that we had during Christmas. Like, what are some peculiar memories, like some events, what happened during Christmas that you quite remember? Usually, we know of the masqueraders, Piccadilly biscuits, Brunya attire, like a lot of things that characterize Christmas.
There's this knockout. We used to call it Petepele. You light the match and it has this.
Yeah. You still hold it. Yeah.
You hold it around like that. Yeah, that was some vibe for me. And there was this biscuit too. It's round, very small. I don't know if you remember
Piccadilly
that.
Piccadilly biscuit.
Is it Piccadilly? No.
Small, round.
Eh.
Plenty. Plate.
Good point
on a plate.
Aha. Good point on a plate. Yeah, that's right.
That was Christmas for me. The other Christmas too is when you have people running around with. that goat's like thing.
Yeah.
Charlie, those are some of the fun memories.
Charlie.
Some of us, we didn't grow up in DB hood, so we had that thing. And people would just walk around with jollof, with their oily lips and all that, so that you know that,
Bruna, we do Bruna.
What I say? Exactly.
Charlie, Fima, do you have, remember anything?
Yeah, Christmas to me was grandma's place. May her soul rest in peace, though. She was into poultry. When we go there, we have the duck soup, then we have the hen soup. So it's like a breed of soups all together.
Hey, Charlie,
so
breed of soup. Just a
coconut.
Charlie, zoo soup.
She also had one pack, one meat that she always loved. That's the goat meat. So when you go there and it's in the light soup, you know that definitely fufu is set.
Yeah.
So Christmas to me was always grandma's place.
Charlie.
When you go there, then you know that yes, you chop Christmas sound. That's where Charlie grandma.
Grandma spoiled it for you, lad.
Today, bro.
Today, that's what you remember of.
Yeah, that's Christmas to
Charlie.
Me.
Today, Louisa.
Oh, it was quite exciting and annoying at the same time.
Annoying.
Growing up, I lived with my grandparents.
Okay.
Later.
Okay.
So you know, living there, you know that definitely when it's this time of the year, everyone is going to come home. My aunties come with their husbands, Charlie. Their husband's family, and then they
work.
Keep sending you.
Yay!
Oh me, I don't like to be sent. That's just it. So I think that was always the problem for me. But then the nice thing is, you know, somebody's going to bring you back. Someone's going to get you shoes. Someone will get you like a nice dress. You get presents from all angles. And when they're all leaving, they all give you money.
So that's what the Sumayin paid off.
And this auntie of mine that was a cager, like she just loves to cook. It was annoying and then good at the same time because her meals are so delicious.
Oh.
And like, she was just in the kitchen 24/7, so you have to be there, you have to be going up and down. But then, like, her meals were always so tasty. She was always doing, like, pancakes. Oh, it's just too good. It looks like she had, because she's a caterer, she's always trying our recipes, so she's always up for something. I can't think far on her food. I can't think far on her food. Because even as at SHS, she used to cook meals for me, like, on a regular.
Wow.
And she works in Ebri too, so
shout outs to Louisa's auntie.
So she bring you like a large bowl of stew, large bowl of soup, I was just living large at the time.
Living large.
Yeah, so she made Christmas fun, but like she was quite strict too. So it was a bit annoying and all that, but you realize that these people, they are the ones that love you the most.
It's more about the family for you.
Yes. Yeah. Growing up, that's how I saw it.
Right.
Like Christmas, at the time Christmas, we don't go out. We don't go for people's stuff, like people's gatherings and all that. Maybe later. But then at that time, it was basically home, church, church. That was just it. We weren't really going for people's gatherings.
For me, one thing about Christmas was the emasi. I don't know, like, they call them masqueraders right now. The tardy thing. Right now, I'm not afraid of them, but as I was a child, the way I could cry. I know I was in the house one day, then they came to knock. They're asking for money. And I was like, hey! I just locked myself out in the room. The way I was crying, I told them they were coming to invade the house because I've been watching those, those movies that, the dolls and things, those scary movies. The scary movies about dolls. I've forgotten the name. But you know what I'm talking about. So yeah. I watch those movies and like those images are all in my head. And I'm thinking, Charlie, obey your idea. Suke is in the building. Shout out to Suke. Suke, come close. What you hear some thoughts from you? Like, how was Christmas like for you? Did you
Christmas? I didn't do bro anymore.
Charlie, now you man, and they are 19 too.
Looks like I'm not seeing anything.
You are not seeing anything, Charlie.
Well, because we are growing, and I mean,
Charlie,
some of us Christmas, Tibo. Apart from our day, Christmas was the best day we ever experienced as kids.
Minus your birthday.
Birthday,
birthday, baby.
What about to be telling me birthday? Yeah, but birthday be the crown kai.
Charlie,
come on, the crown kai. Now what the kai? So Charlie, Christmas was Charlie something like a big festive season for me.
Yeah.
Me kai ni sebia. I used to be with my grandparents, so my mother was.
Charlie, you have a lot of granny.
Some calipos. Charlie, that time you got calipo. And you never want to see 50 pesos no. Wow. When you get calipo, when you get 1 liter coke,
you
say 1 liter coke, I can drink it at a go. But when you get 1 liter, on a phone, you know, better say, Charlie, my mommy is sending a video. So, Charlie, Christmas was very big, huge. Large. I don't know if we should change the date, but Charlie. Because I'm not seeing anything, no. I'm not really seeing anything.
This year.
But you see, when these girls go to buy this, their socks are. Asena, your busubi. Asena, with the flower. I remember when I come to Accra in Christmas, when they don't send me things and I have to come to Accra, my mother would take me to. There used to be a shop at Canterman to top something something.
Top man.
And I'll go and buy this shoe. They say dog mouth.
Hey!
I mean, yes, everyone.
It's for the.
You know, my gym in white socks.
Charlie!
No, my gym in white shirt.
Charlie!
No, my chamity. Oh, man, I'm here, guy, Wakra. I said, I'm going to cross the back. But Charlie, all these things, I wish we can go back to experience all these things, Charlie. Maybe I'll send you a charger. Let me just.
Charlie. So, Charlie. As Suki was saying, right, like a lot of things have changed. You didn't even notice that Christmas was nearing. Like, what has changed about it? Is it because we are growing up? Is it because, like, people don't really value Christmas these days, or what? Freeman.
I think.
Life happened. Then.
Yeah, life happened. Life happened. Let me take from my point of view. Growing up, you realize that as you age, Christmas become a different thing altogether. Besides, for me, when grandma left the picture, then realized that Christmas is now mom and dad.
Yeah.
No grandma's place. No grandma. So, what is being provided is what you are going to do. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my mom too, she's that kind of person. She goes all out on Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's when you have the clothes. That's when you have the... But me, Christmas has always been the food for me.
The food.
And mom, when she goes to the shop like this, and then she whip up some jollof with some mayonnaise, then the chicken and things. You know, I say, yeah. You know, inside the Christmas mood. So growing up, you realize that, it became a norm. Mm-hmm. So you know that definitely this Christmas is the same old stuff.
The same old stuff.
So...
She
does change every now and then. Be like, I think last 2 years like this, we went to the Volta region.
Okay.
We had some nice time at the safaris and all this stuff. But Charlie, bro, life, you know that as you're growing up, education and stuff, you are also thinking about your future. So the whole Christmas concept, you don't really focus there. You just be like, oh, we thank God for another year.
Then we move on. We move. You just thank God and move, Charlie. Louisa, what do you have to say, like, about Christmas then and now? What has changed? Is it?
I think, like you said, it's more about life. Because, like we said earlier, during Christmas, you know that definitely you're going to get new shoes, new clothes. Someone is going to buy it for you. But then at some point, it just changes. No one is even going to ask you, hey, now be shedding. I don't know, maybe for some people it might be different, but for me, at some point, no one was asking me such questions. Like, Obi, why not Christmas? Not Bechem. And, you know, looking at how my it was a full house for me then, now Obi adding a Christmas, oh, baby, you know, all that happens is like phone calls. Oh,
text messages.
Yeah, why are you guys those doing? Those messages. Oh, yeah, you know, that's it. There's it just changed at some point because people, I think people are giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
People are traveling. People are working. People are. And even at some point, I wanted to spend Christmas with my friends, not my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing major was going on. Obi aye bibi o baby. So yeah, for me at some point I got to the stage where I also wanted to go out, but when why? Why are you going?
Why are you going?
So in the end, you've been in the house, nothing major is going on, but then I mean that's just it.
Yeah. I think also because of like the responsibilities, as you said.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things has changed. Now people give birth and they have to provide the best form of Christmas to their children. It's not you that they'll come and attend to and tell you.
No, not at all.
You should size your name, listen
and all that.
You don't bother. Yeah. So I think that's it.
Then someone will get a broomstick to measure your feet and all that.
Charlie.
It was always the thing. It was everywhere. And in the end, they'll come back with an oversized shoe. So
Charlie,
Ubenyashim shoe.
They'll buy it and give you the reason.
It's always been like that.
Charlie, then Abna.
Okay, well, I think we grew up.
We grew up.
Yes.
So nothing really changed. Like,
it's
the same Christmas, but we just
Yes. So now. People are, like she said, they are making Christmas fun for other people, other children out there, to have nice Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But we, because when you so during Christmas,
so you also have to make Christmas better for someone.
That's it. We are here before.
When you about during Christmas, so like it is at this point. Then I say, dream, because Charlie, Christmas year is a festive season for everyone, and I'm about.
It is.
Christmas is for everybody, but like you are saying, life where life hits you there.
Charlie, you think the main focus is for the children. Okay, so we also want to know, like, describe your ideal Christmas. What's your ideal, like, things that should go on during Christmas? Is it the family gatherings, the events, the shows? Like, what's your ideal Christmas for you? Like, what do you want to do this Christmas?
Personally, for me, every day is Christmas. You know. Oh no,
Charlie.
Yes.
If you get money, they are so now.
Like amen. You were asking how Christmas has changed over time.
Mm-hmm.
Pressures of life, one of them. And now I believe the rate at which people will wait and say, "Well, I'm going to this place now." Ningina
your
bottom.
Yeah,
it's your pocket.
Right.
You can go anywhere. Those days we used to. Crave over. I'm going to Children's Park right now. Children's Park.
No mountains. Nothing no monsters.
Ah. On a regular, on a regular, people can go to Aqua Safari, Sandbox, and all that to chill. Yeah. They won't wait for Christmas. Like the song goes, "Your brother die in train brunya." What I say? So they already jam. So with the question you asked, my ideal Christmas, I think it will be spending it with family, because I miss that vibe.
Yeah,
when everybody is coming in, they start calling Uncle Jare, oh, way back, you know, and everybody will come and sit together, we'll eat and we'll laugh. Sometimes musical chairs, kakabe pie, the aspect, I'm paying
report nearby, you are saying, you know, that's
been enough. Police
are funny, they won't pay book crowd, bro. You get it. So my ideal Christmas would be spending time with family.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, what can I be on one side? What did I say? Like,
vacation.
You understand? Vacation. Uh-huh. But only vacation. And when what? Boyscation. Boys. We trust it in me and actually. BBI ideal.
Charlie. I want to start old school gatherings. No more alumni groups. No. Freeman.
All right, so we... I'm a movie lover, so ideal Christmas for me is family behind a movie, series of movies, okay. back to back movies, and then I also like to communicate. And then my mom is one of the pillars in the house, aside that, she's one of the big pillars in the family. And then I like getting inspiration from her and then that. So Christmas, ideal Christmas is after the movie, a little advice here and there, then motivation for the next year, then we see how best we structure the family so that next year we don't go through more tough times and stuff, because life is not easy like that.
That reminds me, do you guys have like Christmas meetings, like family meetings during Christmas? Is this my family, or is like something that everybody does?
Okay, mine happens once a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah. So you are there now, then Charlie, this Christmas family meeting, you know, then we all for giddy, then we fall left inside and go. But it happens rare. Like a woman, I'll be home back.
Yeah.
A woman, I'll be back. But aside that, my nuclear family, that's that, and mom and my siblings.
Mm.
Yeah, before the 25th, we sit down the 24th evening, then we talk about life, how the year went for each and everybody, then our resolution, then we pray about it, then we set to go.
Nice. Louisa, what was your ideal Christmas? Describe what you love to do this Christmas with maximum fans.
If I've got the fans, I'll travel, because I like to travel a lot. Because I've been saying I'll even go to Kumasi.
I'll go for internal traveling.
No. For now. But if I have all the cash right now, I don't know what stops me from booking a flight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Straight up.
To go. That's my ideal Christmas. I want traveling. To go. I really like to travel. Like, I want to explore places.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll be working all year round, and this is the time when I can get like maybe a week off. Why not travel? Yeah, exactly. And then you were talking about family meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that in my family.
Wow.
Like, why you be me?
Like, no one.
Yeah, they do family.
We just know that.
Obia on the side.
Exactly.
Obia on the bra. Was saying that, like, we sit down and we project next year.
I've never had that in my family.
But would you like to start that? Like,
in my own family, I definitely would.
Okay.
Yes, I would, because I think there's always there's the need to talk about things that didn't go so well during the year and how we can make it better
the
in the year to come. In my family, we never did that.
Okay. That's it. So, right, describe your ideal Christmas, Nana Abna.
Me, I'm dreaming big.
Dream big.
My ideal Christmas.
Open check.
Yeah.
Fairy tale Christmas.
Yes, Disneyland.
Cinderella that.
I'll go everywhere, Sam.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have the family time.
Okay.
Sisters, brothers, cousins, and all our loved
Don't
ones.
Don't forget vacation.
Hey, how can I? We will go. We will go to the swimming pool, even though we can't swim.
Wow.
They'll be like, forgive her pen and paper, make
you bow. She follows them down. It'll be long list.
Yes, it'll be long list. My ideal Christmas day, will be our own. When I get money, I will chill.
Indeed. So we have prayed about it. We have to get money first.
Yes.
So what do we love most about Christmas? How do you do?
Okay, so with Christmas, right, I like the whole breeze. When it's Christmas, especially December,
the weather is different.
Yeah, I don't know if you've realized. Like, everything seems to be cool and all that. One old woman told me, do Christmas, nyami be insha, ego him. That's why the whole atmosphere changes.
Oh, yeah, sure. Say, yeah, Hamatanuna.
No, but science actually say Hamatan, northeast trade winds. Sound of chair. What did I say? Aha. And I also like the fact that during Christmas, currently everybody's perception about Christmas is given, and it's something I really like.
Mm-hmm.
From churches, NGOs, even individuals, everybody wants to go to orphanages to do something, and right. I think it's something which is very encouraging, and it's really good. Yeah, okay. Aside the enjoyment aspect, and even with the enjoyment, some of them after the show and all that, they take the proceeds to these various orphanages, and it's something which is very laudable. Yeah. So far, that's what I like.
Like most of our Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, Nanabna.
Well, I love going to church.
The church bit.
Yes.
The carols event. And
yes. The 24th night, the 31st night, even the Sunday, Christmas Sunday. I love it. Me, church is now my favorite aspect of Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nanabna says church is the favorite aspect of Christmas. Louisa, what about you?
I just like the fufu part.
The fufu.
I just like the fufu part.
The fufu part of Christmas, you know.
I don't know. Christmas light soup tastes different. Tell me about.
But I think I get what she's saying. Yeah. It's true. I mean, like, let me see yours. Let's confess.
Christmas
like,
light soup.
Christmas light soup is different from any other.
Energy come on.
I don't know, but I then know. I don't know that the love
goat to do the soup. No, that's why it's extra nice.
So that fragrance.
I don't know. Even the effort.
Upon chin, pumpkin.
The food is very. I don't know. It's
there's a lot of love.
There's
on
a
that
lot
day.
Of love in the food that the person is making.
And the family gatherings.
Exactly. And the radiance of love is just beautiful.
Charlie,
everywhere.
Soup cooked with love. So that's what garnishes the food so that you know that this is Christmas light soup. On Nari Day, the light soup tastes different. DJ Sirigu, we have you to also talk to us about what you love most about Christmas.
What I love most about Christmas? I think it would be family. For me, family is everything. I get time to spend, with quality time with the family.
Yeah.
And then, I'm cool.
Okay.
I like to be around people. That's the thing.
DJ Sirigu is saying he wants to spend quality time with the family.
Mm-hmm.
He talk like he's a married man. We family they talk about.
Nah, I mean.
I'm not growing any younger. You understand? So before you get there, you have to, you know, understand. If you psych your mind, then you understand. Man.
But everybody has a family. Yeah. You know what case is this?
Everybody has a family, but you know the way he's saying, spend
quality time
with the family. So
that means on other days,
emphasizing on the
quality
time. I say, you know, a father trying to say he's been away for long. You
okay, we're too quiet.
To spend time with my kids. When they wake up, they don't see me, so this is the time for me to spend. Ah, bugger. Which family again? They don't know.
See, that's what you see, like, during the course of the year, you know, people go to work, people are busy and stuff. Christmas, we plenty people, like, be, you're kind of saying,
free.
You understand? So, so quality, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
You understand? Chema, oh, you still until I say,
so have you given your submission on why you love Christmas? You've done that already.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the last bit we want to talk about, what's an ideal budget to enjoy Christmas in this current Ghana economy? What how much money do you have to have in your account to enjoy Christmas, like at this moment? On this 19, like I know that I don't want to go there. I talk about how much money you have in your account now and what you wish to have. Baby, you know, make we start last year. Charlie, I don't think much am as well. What's your ideal budget to enjoy Christmas?
Ideal budget.
Yeah.
Charlie, there's this thing. How much is your too much money?
How much? So how much be your too much excess money?
Exactly. So, Charlie, the budget, Charlie, be unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
The budget, I feel it be you go make the challenge be.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody go fee hold 50 CDs. If you go Jesse Sports, it blow up, it's poor there. You understand? Somebody to go feel hold 500 Ghana, Kempinski, and so free. What I say? So it depends on you, the individual. Just, Charlie, weigh your odds.
Okay.
Weigh your odds. If it is vacation you want to go on, you bob, and Bay understands that, oh, Charlie, on a regular, right now, Port Belly shall come at my hearing back there. So, on a regular, if you like some Honrag and I will feed you. If you do some shaky reasons for the Charlie, you good. But if you go get some B2 Charlie, you know, you do Port Belly Shark, Jackie, they do vacation, then you forget blank check. You understand? Yes. So, all they depend on the individual. Yeah. So, not necessarily you forget some fixed amount, no. But La Hoso,
So, you're talking about the orphanage kind of giveaways and all that, too. Like, with that aspect, like, how much would you have to get, like, people happy around, like, the orphanages and all those things?
This one, it needs to be quite substantial. Like, it has to be heavy enough. Because an orphanage, we're not talking about three kids, so, like, 200, I mean, sometimes even three zeros. Or even two zeros when you're looking at the numbers. So with that, if you are really well to do, you can do it on your own. But if like you're a random person like me, you need to get assistance. Nanabna will bring 100 Ghana. Louisa can bring like 5K. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. Mr. Uti can bring about, you know, some 3K or 30K.
We are good to go.
They present it, but only Staggy. Charlie, your 500 Ghana. Your 500 Ghana can just buy Vena. And they won't eat Vena. You understand?
Charlie. Yeah, look, Charlie. Seth, Odyssey car brand here. My fans now,
sir. Yeah, my fans.
Charlie, how much do you need to blow up Christmas? Like, to feel accomplished? Like, to feel accomplished for Christmas?
Unless me, I'd agree plus... you know,
yeah,
that one, it depends on you, you understand, and then what you actually want to do.
Okay,
I mean, if it's just spending time with family, I mean, if you're a family man, you understand, that one, they have some level of responsibility,
right?
Be okosha people at the village or in your hometown,
yeah,
be some shopping, be some rice, some oil, you know, those. What I say,
that reminds me. That reminds me. So, do you guys remember this? Those times when we were kids, the teachers would get oil, rice, akoko. was it Christmas or just every hour day? Every hour day, Charlie. Yeah, the Christmas one was different.
It was quite heavy.
Yeah, students would also bring, called the pregnant envelopes in our days. The one with the cash inside.
White envelope.
White envelopes, Charlie. The teachers really enjoyed those days.
Trust me.
So, yeah, basically, you know, yes, it depends on what you want to do. And then, like Abino was saying, you can have 50 CDs and enjoy with your 50 CDs. You can have 100 CDs and enjoy with it. You can have 10K and enjoy with it. It's actually dependent on you. Then our person, what, like, you see, we're asking us about what our ideal Christmas is.
Should look like,
And see, so person, oh, yeah, no, musica. That's it, so I think basically there's no like specific amount. So you hold this
amount.
Okay. It depends on you and what you want to do. Yeah.
It depends on you. Seth says, Louisa, as a boys, mark out pigeon too much. You guys are confusing. Like, I want to hear a lady's voice. Louisa, what do you think is the ideal budget for a Christmas in Ghana?
It all depends on you. Looking at myself and the way I want to travel and you know, engage myself in activities, because I doubt I'll travel and just go and sleep.
Yeah,
I have to do stuff. So
just
looking at that, and me right now, I have to be humble. But
I didn't cry.
But in years, in like maybe next year or two, I'll probably be fully equipped to go to wherever I want to.
Serious
want
projections. To. Next,
that's what's up. I want to wherever I want
that's
to go.
Sweet.
So it basically depends on you. And enjoyment, the life is what you make it. Enjoyment is what you make it.
So you guys cannot give me any monetary value.
No. With regards to all this Corona business, you, Charlie.
Okay, so. Like, No. Bottom nature, like what you have in mind and what you have.
What you want to do.
But yeah. Ideal Christmas, if you want to have fun.
Mm-hmm. If I want to go
to
for
blow.
The.
You have to.
So you can't even give me like a beer. No. 200 no. Ghana B.
He asks you, how much is your too much money?
Yeah.
Yes. Somebody will tell you that too much money is even not enough money.
Yeah.
So yes. You cannot put a specific figure to it, but then. If you really want to have mad fun, depending on your type of fun.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Nana Abna, what's your ideal Christmas like, and what's the budget for that enjoyment? Or that... Yeah, I know you're a churchy type, so I don't think you need...
My ideal Christmas, even though it will revolve around church and God in a way, there's still fun in there.
Okay.
But the budget, like they all said, how much is your too much money?
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't stop you, like, say, like me right now. I'm not at where I want to be, my ideal Christmas. I'm not there at all. But it doesn't mean that it will stop me from having fun or doing what I can do to give.
Yeah.
Right now, my money, it can't reach orphanage.
It can't reach orphanage.
I'm not there.
Oh, yeah, the orphanage.
Actually.
it's
two things there.
I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet.
Yes. But a little thing I've learned is that Christmas is all about, you don't have to do orphanage. You can cook, your mommy can cook jollof rice and take it to somebody on the street and you've made a person's Christmas.
Yeah.
So, in as much as maybe me working personally, maybe I might be so broke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it shouldn't, my Christmas and someone's Christmas shouldn't be circled around the fact that I don't have a budget for Christmas. I don't have money for Christmas. Christmas is about love.
Yeah.
So what your love will let you do is what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
Okay. So Christmas is about love. So what your love will let you do is what you're supposed to do. That's a very good like way to set off. But no, not yet. But then I would like to let everybody sing their favorite carol song. What is
Thank you.
Lisa. Oh, Lisa, why don't you hear during the break? I said everybody should sing a carol song. So, Abin, what's your favorite? Like, and just give us some 30 seconds.
Carol. I don't know if it's a carol. Obin, Kase, 24, Kurum. Wow, share, we live in any obra. Obeto, Palitin bag, now they will near me goom. Now I could Kase, now I could be no. That's my carol.
Charlie. Listeners, I beg, I'm sorry for this. This lovely voice. Oh, maybe it be the voice you sing. Way, I apologize on your behalf. Charlie said.
Charlie, unless I don't get.
You don't get any favorite.
It's about me. Feliz Navidad.
Woo! Charlie, we are setting up the mood for Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Da da da. Oh, cut. I hold my tissue. From the bottom. From the bottom. Charlie, lovely. Louisa.
Really.
Oh, why?
Really.
Just a little
after
bit.
After all this.
Oh, nah. Everybody's saying, like, what?
Do pentatonics for me.
Yeah.
Little drummer. Boy.
Hey, please.
Oh, Louisa, I know you have a nice voice.
Whoa. How do we sing this one, Craig? Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ.
Oh, sing it.
On Christmas Day.
Hey, Charlie.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ. Was born on
You guys should
Christmas
be the studios right now.
The angels sang the king was born today.
I'm really feeling like it's Christmas. I like the way you guys are singing this in the studio. Charlie, that I'm now. I know that Charlie, you are going to spoil there. Charlie,
you
have to give her like more than one minute.
I'm standing for you.
Charlie, you guys should see what's going on in the studio right now.
I'll sing one tree and one English. First two lines.
Charlie, oh, why just? We are ready for you. We have enough time.
So the English goes like.
Okay.
Enko abofu kaka.
Fatu, you.
Oh, holy night. Woo! The stars are bright and shining. Okay. Oh. Oh. Anyone know? Yeah, cutting the show.
We want more.
Okay,
we like the
chorus. What's the chorus? Okay. Fall on your knees.
My goodness. Goosebumps all over. Oh, Charlie, you guys, you're about to hit the most important part of the song.
This is my favorite.
Okay.
We used to sing this song in my school car.
Okay.
Tie, 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 abofune, ritunyo, se, wawa, jingwa, hallelujah, tie, 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 tie,
Charlie, what a way to climax today's show.
Please, you're supposed to sing
fast. Please, I'm the one to do the questioning here, please. Charlie, it's been a fruitful discussion. We've reminisced about how Christmas was back in the day and now. So we thank all the listeners for listening to us. It's time to sign out from the studios. A special shout out to K2, I heard that you are doing the listening. We appreciate you so much for listening. Any other person who was listening to us?
Rutan Poma,
we thank you for doing the listening. Everybody out there listening, we thank you so much and we appreciate our listeners.